result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Okay, happy Thursday. I'm Amy, and we are just going to get right into today's episode. I'm going to quickly go over what you got in store, and I'll just say that I've had a little bit more stressful than usual type of week because my dad moved here from Austin to Nashville, and he's been here since last Friday, so not even a full week, but close. And we moved him into an assisted living home, and it's just been a lot of changes. Kind of feel like at the moment I have like a third kid because it's just a lot. And I know that things will balance out, but because I've been feeling a little bit more stressed, I found this little short story that I'm going to read to y'all that I think is awesome when it comes to stress and putting it into perspective of what it's doing to us when we hold on to it. So we all just need to address it and let it go. So as I read this, I am reading it to myself and to anybody else that needs to hear it. And we all have stress in our life at different times. Maybe you're stress-free right now. Amazing. Celebrate that. Be in it. Whoop. But you know that stress will come at some point and you might need this little short story to help you out. My sister, she is the one that brought him here. She flew from Colorado to Austin and then helped him pack up and then flew him here last Friday. And she stayed through the weekend. So I had her come up and record a little segment with me about, you know, being a caregiver and what that's like. And, you know, if you're ever in a situation where you have to do what we've had to do with our dad recently, and maybe it's not a parent, it could be any loved one. It could be a spouse, a sibling, a best friend, anybody in your life that you're having to care for. We just had a real sit down talk about some of that. And I feel like it could be helpful to a lot of you. Maybe not right now, but at some point in your life, because my sister and I are definitely learning as we go, because this is sort of new to us, but we share with you what we learned in this process and then have a few little funny nuggets in there along the way, because she's my sister and I just love having her on. And we just talk back and forth, just had a real conversation right here with the microphones. And then in that little talk, I learned that my sister wrote a short story about my doll. I mean, who knew? But we both love My Doll, and she's a great writer. But a few years ago, I guess she wrote it and saved it on her phone, and she stumbled across it the other day. So I made her share that with us, and that's going to be the third thing. And, you know, I mean, because who doesn't love a good My Doll every now and then? And then in that conversation, we ended up talking about what we were thankful for. So it's a little bit of My Doll and gratitude talk. And then I'm going to give, lastly, the fourth thing, my drunk elephant baby facial review. I've touched on this briefly before, maybe in a Q&A episode, I think, and that I would give y'all my final thoughts on it. So I'm going to tell you if it's worth you spending your money on and if you get it and how I feel about it. So with all that said, that is what's coming up, and we'll get started.
First thing, that's right.
Okay, so this little story I'm going to tell you about is from the Thought Catalog, which is something y'all should definitely check out if you're looking for things to inspire you, quotes, different things. I'm going to start sprinkling stuff from the Thought Catalog throughout, you know, the Thursday episodes, maybe even occasionally on a Q&A episode if I feel compelled. But this particular thing is about stress, and we need to stop stressing so much. So here we go. Once upon a time, a psychology professor walked around on a stage while teaching stress management principles to an auditorium filled with students. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected that they'd be asked the typical glass half empty or glass half full question. Instead, with a smile on her face, the professor asked, "How heavy is this glass of water I'm holding?" Students shouted out answers ranging from 8 ounces to a couple of pounds. She replied, "From my perspective, the absolute weight of this glass doesn't matter. It all depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute or two, it's fairly light. If I hold it for an hour straight, its weight might make my arm ache a little. If I hold it for a day straight, my arm will likely cramp up and feel completely numb and paralyzed, forcing me to drop the glass to the floor. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it feels to me." As the class shook their heads in agreement, she continued, "Your stresses and worries in life are very much like this glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a bit longer, you begin to ache a little. Think about them all day long and you will feel completely numb and paralyzed, incapable of doing anything else until you drop them. That's it. That is from the Thought Catalog. And that is about stress and how we need not hold on to it and stress about it all day long. I feel like this was really good for me to read. And hopefully for some of you, it was really good for you to hear. So yeah, shout out to whoever wrote this little story.
Second thing.
Okay, I've got my sister here, Christy, in the flesh.
Because
she's
flesh.
Come on my podcast before, but only over the phone because she lives in Colorado and I live in Nashville. But she's in Nashville this weekend because we just moved our dad here.
We did. He's officially a Nashvillian.
Yeah, after living.
Or what is that?
Yeah, Nashvillian.
Because it's Austin Knight.
Yep. He has lived in Texas since 1976.
That's right.
Well, I mean, he was born and raised in South Texas, but then moved to Alabama. That's where he met our mom.
He met mom.
And then they got pregnant with you before they got married, by the way.
Right. Nobody ever told me that. I had to do the math myself.
Yeah. You're kind of like, wait a second. So I was born
so
in
y'all
October.
Y'all got married in April.
No, they got married in May.
No, it was April.
Oh, whatever.
Like April 14th is their anniversary. Okay. Then, yeah.
Then you were born in October.
I was born in October and I was full term. So basically she was pregnant in that little blue dress she wore.
And she didn't wear a white dress. She wore a blue dress.
Well, it was both of their, it was Dad's
third wedding,
mom's second
wedding. But, you know, as kids, you kind of grow up thinking your parents, they've been in love forever and this is amazing. And then you're like, oh, whoa, that was how y'all got together? Okay.
Oh, shoot. I think y'all were pregnant.
Yeah. I wonder if they
had that rushed the marriage.
Yeah. I wonder if they hadn't have gotten pregnant with you, if they would have ever gotten married. And then if I ever would have been born.
I know.
These are the questions.
These are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, they moved to Texas or back to Austin. My dad brought my mom, who was born and raised in Alabama, to Texas and made her a Texas girl in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Christy and I grew up. And then recently in the last few years, Christy moved to Colorado to Pagosa Springs. Shout out. And just opened the cutest coffee shop in downtown Pagosa called Root House Coffee and Shop. And is just got this amazing life there with her family now. She's got a husband and four kids, and that is their new home. And so Dad was just kind of chilling in Austin because we moved to Nashville.
When I moved, he wasn't sick. He was dating my husband's grandma.
True.
Everything was
life was very different.
Really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always been a larger than life, kind of young at heart guy. So we had no idea cancer was going to strike him.
Right.
I kind of felt clear of cancer.
Yeah, it was like we already went through it with mom. So it's like
everything we went through with mom, but no one's immune.
Nope, nobody.
As we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I had to go to a gynecologist appointment this week, and she kind of scared me with the way she wanted to give me an ultrasound on my uterus and my ovaries. And I sat there nervous waiting for her to come back in, like thinking, oh no, like I already went through this with mom. We lost her, gone through this with dad. Now he's cancer-free, but his life has totally changed because of it. And we'll get into that in a second. But I thought, you know, it surely can't happen to me because that would be horrible for it to be like mom, then dad, then me. And you don't want to have those thoughts. I was being positive, but you can't help to have some thoughts of, okay, what if? And then she came in and of course my ovaries and my uterus were beautiful and fine. So she said, well, this only must mean one thing because I was having some abnormalities. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, since your uterus and ovaries are good, this just means you're premenopause. And I was like, great, awesome, 38. She said, I think it's called like perimenopausal.
That's what you said.
And yeah, 38.
Yeah, I don't even think I am.
No.
I'm a few years older than you.
You
maybe I am. I just have not been
diagnosed
per se.
She said normally.
But you've been having some issues.
I've been having some issues.
That's like a whole nother podcast.
We're not going to. And plus, I have like three guys that listen to this podcast and sometimes my husband doesn't. I don't think they want to hear about my girl issues.
Uncomfortable.
But anyway, yeah, cancer can happen to anybody. And even we had never, until mom got it, I hadn't experienced cancer like that. But then if you think about it, remember mom passed away, and then probably like 3 months after that, our Uncle Frank passed away from cancer.
Well, the week after, my father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer, and he spoke at her funeral and was actually had an infection that day from his biopsy he had had done.
Yeah.
And we ended up giving him some of mom's drugs at the house that night after the funeral.
Yeah. And then probably 6 months or so after dad's brother, Uncle Frank, died, our Uncle Joe died of cancer.
Mom's brother.
Died of cancer. Mm-hmm. And right now, our mom's sister, our Aunt Lynn, shout out if you're listening. We love you.
Oh, you know she's listening.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
yeah.
Aunt Lynn.
Hey. She has cancer. And so it's just like, what is happening? Cancer is everywhere, at least for us, it seems. And so I'm terrified of it. And I just feel like, what can I do to prevent myself from getting it? But anyway, you can't live in a state of fear. And we're just going to continue being thankful for all the craziness. Mm-hmm. And even with dad and having to move him here, he's been handling it well. We moved him to Nashville and he was going to move into my house.
That was the plan.
But then,
like 6 months ago.
Then we just, because honestly, I don't think either of us thought we'd ever entertain the idea of an assisted living home, or that he would even entertain it, because that is just what, like, he is no way. Mm-hmm. That's not his personality to be at a quote unquote nursing home, assisted living type place.
Well, I mean, that's not what we call it.
We don't call it that. Nope. And I feel like Christy and I are on here. There's sirens in the background right now, if y'all can hear them, because, well, that's the part of town I live in, you
Something
know?
Going on up in here.
There's always sirens. You never know what's going down. But, you know, I think if you have a loved one that has to have some extra care, sometimes if they're ready for it or not, it's a process. It's a change. And some people don't, you know, adopt the change as quickly as others. But for dad, we knew we needed to approach it with certain language, like, this is like an apartment. This is your own apartment, which he's lived on his own. I mean, he's only been single-ish, but he was dating your dad's girlfriend. Which
they didn't live together.
They didn't live together. But are they broken up or what?
You know,
I guess.
I don't know. It's
because they can't hang out.
Yeah. I mean, they are still very, very special friends.
Yes, they're special friends. But they were companions, and she's very social. And when he got sick, he can't really go out anymore. So she lost like her companion, her going out buddy. So anyway, now he lives here. And now that he's at this apartment community.
Yeah. I mean, they talked this morning.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she called?
She called.
Oh.
Yeah, they talked.
Oh, I bet she's like, is there any other girls there? She's probably getting jealous. <I think so.
laughs> We did meet this cute lady this morning named Betty.
Oh, Betty.
So she's kind of a spitfire, so
what
pretty
floor
excited.
Is she on?
Oh, she's on floor 2.
Oh, dad's on floor 3.
And she doesn't belong there. That's how she said it. I don't really belong here. In fact, she takes her lunch in her room. She doesn't
even want to mingle with all the other old people.
She's like, I'll have a room tray. You know, I like to eat in my room. I don't sit out here and have lunch.
I'm not supposed to be
here. I don't really belong here, per se.
People with
walkers.
So I'll
be up in my apartment.
Well, so yeah, we're kind of jumping ahead in case you don't understand. Our dad is now, I know we're calling it an apartment, a community and whatnot, but it really is an assisted living. Shout out Sunrise Senior Living. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our dad before surgery last summer, he had cancer surgery last summer that completely went the wrong way. All kinds of wrong.
Yeah.
Like whatever went wrong, it went wrong. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but just to give like people, in case you didn't hear the episode where we talked about my dad's cancer journey and surgery, it was like supposed to be like quick surgery, 3 to 5 days in the hospital, you're out, you resume to normal, cancer's gone, good to go. Well, no. Here we are a year and like 3 months later, and life is totally different. But our dad went into surgery, 77 years old. But
the cancer was on the base of his tongue. So that's where the surgery was.
And now he can't really talk. He can't
eat.
He
coded twice in the hospital because of breathing issues.
There's some cognitive issues because his brain is messed up. He's got a feeding tube. Anyway, he was like 60 years old you know, personality wise and movement wise, worked every day.
He was 77, but acted like 60.
Exactly. And now he's 77, but acts like.
Well, now he's 78.
Okay, you guys, in a year. So he's 78, but he acts, what do you think, like 90?
Oh, definitely. Except he has been getting stronger.
Right.
So I feel like he still can make progress.
Right.
But for now, I think, you know, initially we were talking about putting him in your garage apartment here, but yes. We realized that wasn't safe for him. It was not. And that's kind of the point that you can come to as a caretaker of a loved one, whether it's your parent or your brother or your sister or whatever it
or
is.
A spouse,
all the things, the point you come to, the conversation you have to have is this safe for them? Because really and truly, I know stories of people who we know who have had loved ones get hurt at home and no one knew about it. And it wasn't necessarily safe for them to be in a place where they were home alone regularly. So an assisted living type place, like he has this little pendant he has to wear.
With a button, like it detects if he falls and
there's someone right down the hall.
There's a nurse 24 hours a day at his apartment. It's crazy.
Right.
At his normal apartment. We try to just.
Well, and the way they work is they kind of grow with your needs. Right. So right now he's considered mainly independent, push the button if anything comes up. Whereas if he does grow into having more needs in the future, we can add those needs.
Right. And so for us, going from, hey, Dad, you're moving to Nashville, but you're going to live with us, to, hey, Dad, you're moving to Nashville, but we think we're going to put you in this assisted living place, where we had some people using the language, they were calling it a facility. And we asked that, you know, they not say that we call it more of like a community, like an apartment, because we felt like language was important, because we didn't want him to think we were just pushing him off to
someone
else.
Putting him in a home.
Mm-hmm. We're putting him in a home to let him just sit there and rot, and we're never going to visit him or hang out. But we did our research, so we would recommend that, do your research, go visit various places, because there's some that are kind of like
that. You do have to visit, because they'll put a front on their website.
Uh-huh. There was one place I was so excited to visit. The website was amazing, and I went there, and I left there. We got in the car, and I cried, because I thought it was the first place we visited, because I so loved their website. And when we got in the car, I was in tears, because I told Ben, my husband, I said, my dad can't live at a place like this. He can't. What are we going to do? Because I knew probably our house, like Christy was saying, wasn't going to be the safest for him. And also just for everybody's well-being, you got to think of, you know, we've got two kids, we're super busy. We wanted Dad to have like some more attention and also be in a place where he can make friends. If he was sitting at our house, he wouldn't meet anybody else.
It wouldn't
that's
be as
like
social besides
close
y'all.
To him. Yeah. Right. And so that's another thing to consider if you're feeling guilty, or maybe you should have the loved one living with you. Well, if they're in a place where they're surrounded by people that are in somewhat of a similar situation, then they can bond over it. They can make friends. There's, you know, when we were unpacking him last night was night one at his apartment, and we were walking, kind of giving him a tour, taking him to his mailbox in the mailroom. We were going through like the dining area, and Christy made a comment like, Dad, this is kind of like the fraternity or sorority house. Like, you just moved in. And it really is. It's like a senior citizen sorority house.
Right. Because there's social activities, there's food,
there's
schedules.
Like the house mom.
Right.
They have a house dog. It's the community dog named Allie. It's the cutest little dog. And, you know, I think that that's special. We happened to, you know, after we visited several, we found the right one. And I think once you find the right one, you'll know.
You'll just know.
Like for us, we knew. To me, I knew right away, because there was only one room available. Or one apartment available.
And it is an apartment.
It is.
I mean, there's a room. There's a living room, bathroom.
Right. Yes.
Kitchenette.
So, it's a sink. There's no kitchen.
They call it a kitchenette.
They call it a kitchenette. But since there's a full dining hall.
I don't think they want anybody cooking.
No, it's
in
a hazard.
Room, per se.
It's a hazard.
That's why we're not sure. Can we light a candle? Can we not? We snuck a candle in there.
I know, but I don't know if you can light it.
I'm going to take some matches. I'm going to light it.
It needs to be lit. Just
I know,
so that the wick is burned.
Freshen it up.
That's something, just side tip. If you've got any candles in your house, even if you don't burn them, I like to see candles with the wick burnt.
Right.
Yeah. You should always just burn it and then blow it out if you want to save it, but don't let it sit there with the wick unused. Right? Doesn't it look better burned?
No, definitely.
Even if it's just decoration.
That's a good, like,
homemaking
tip.
I'm basically Martha Stewart right now, so you're welcome. But yeah, we need to light that for Dad. So yeah, no kitchen. It's a hazard for some of these people. Like, there's all kinds. Like, there's some
there
people
is.
That
I mean,
were
Dad
very...
Dad definitely notices that he's pretty high functioning
he
for
is.
This place.
He is.
Because he's younger, but he still has needs because of his feeding tube and
exactly.
cognitive
but I think
things.
He'll make it downstairs for, like, name that tune.
Oh, for sure.
One of the activities they mm-hmm. have. They have church. They have Bible study. They have crafts.
They go on, like, morning walks.
Oh, they have Zumba.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He better get in on Zumba.
But, you know, like, he doesn't have a walker, and a lot of people have walkers, and, like, he can see really well. Some people can't see really well. Ben and I were on the elevator, and one man asked us if we were enjoying living there, and he lived there. And I was like,
Oh, he's trying to make conversation.
I don't know. I don't think he could see very well. I think he just thought Ben and I were the new old couple in town. I'm not sure. But it's, you know, I think because we – approached it in such a positive manner, Dad received it well. Because I will say the first conversation yeah. we had with him did not go well.
He was like, oh, heck no.
Because he thought we were just putting him in a home. But the more you position it more like this is you, you can be independent but also have care, you can make friends. And then our approach to decorating his apartment, because it was a whole new space, we wanted a fresh start for him, and he has some
special things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything that was special to him is still there, but Christy's really good at decorating, so she ordered stuff that had more. Like we started off what we liked, like what would we want it to look like, and then Christy had a good idea. I was like, you know what? We need to take this back to Dad's roots. He would probably want this to be a little bit more manly and southern and rustic. Then maybe more modern the way we would do it if it was our place. And it turned out so great. We finished decorating it today. And I swear to you, it is so cute. And I think having it almost fully decorated too before he walked in the door for the mm-hmm. first time really helped him feel more at home. So I would recommend people doing that if you're in a situation like us where you're having to move someone somewhere.
Well, like, just kind of new and fresh bedding and new and yeah. fresh bath linens and things like that. Just
if you
make
can
it
do it.
Feel,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be super fancy or anything, but just fresh.
Yeah, even if it's just like washed and just mm-hmm. that you put time into it and made it feel special. And so I feel like he walked in there and was like, oh, wow, this is my new home. Because if he had walked in there the way you walk in when it's empty, and then we would have been like, yeah. okay, we're going to decorate, he would have been too overwhelmed, and he probably would have been a little deflated and maybe even a little
I know. I've heard him say multiple
depressed.
Times that he loves it and that it's beautiful, and that's super encouraging to me too, because I'm kind of like, tomorrow I hop on a plane to go back to Colorado, and I'm staying with him last night and tonight, and
I know.
So I'm kind of like, okay, tomorrow night's his first solo night.
So the head nurse was telling me there that it normally takes 30 days for
he might cycle through some
to acclimate, because sometimes with there's stress that comes in and anxiety, which can kind of, if they do have cognitive issues, which Dad does because mm-hmm. of whatever was going on with his brain. Whenever he coded, I don't know. I don't know what caused it, but something we don't know all the reasons, mm-hmm. but sometimes just something doesn't click right in his brain and he regresses.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what the next 30 days are going to look like, but they say they definitely pay extra attention to that. So that's amazing.
Well, they come and check every 30 minutes
when
like
you're new.
At night, when you're new,
when
at
you're
least
new.
The first 3 days. So last night. In every 30 minutes. They're just peeking. Is everything okay?
Right, but that makes me feel so good because if Dad was staying here, I would not be checking on him every 30 minutes.
I know. So this
and,
is much better.
You know, I was stressed and had anxiety about him moving here, to tell you the truth. But now that he's here and we found a place that's so wonderful, I kind of have like a sigh of relief.
And it's
like,
literally just minutes down the road, and it's easy to pick him up and bring him over.
Yeah,
I think
or,
that will be the key thing is picking up and bringing him.
Yeah, or
going
he
there.
Can Uber.
Yeah, you also probably, yeah.
He
if
can
he
Uber.
Can figure it out,
he can
you
Uber.
Can call the Uber.
Before he got, before the surgery, him and when he was dating
yes.
Didi,
keyword before the surgery.
They would Uber.
They would Uber. But he looks at his phone and can't figure out how to check a text message lately.
That's true.
I'm just saying. You can call Ubers for him also.
Yeah. No, that's what I would
do.
And
be like, Dad, go out front. Your Uber's almost there. Anyway, get him to the house. Like tonight, we're over here having dinner. He's hanging out. He brought his feeding stuff.
It sucks because we like
eat. It sucks so much.
He's staring at our food and then he has
but
to like.
But he knows he can't eat.
I know.
But he does. Like and he doesn't want us to like go hide out and eat.
I know. He just.
And he loves food.
He loves
food. That's
the thing. A lot.
He loves food.
He
loves
looks
cooking.
Over our shoulder. He's like, ooh, what's that taste like right now? Tell me about it.
He does. He wants like description. Ooh, I love sweet
and
potato
so
fries.
I just say, oh, Dad, it doesn't taste that good. And right now, ooh, I always like to give Zevia a shout out on my podcast. It's sort of like a new running joke because it's not sponsored.
Are they a sponsor?
No, but. But I'm obsessed and grapefruit.
I tried
citrus,
it tonight. It's good.
It's good.
I like to put it in a glass over ice. Mm. Takes it up a notch. I would like to squeeze a lime in it, and then I'd feel like I was having like a little.
Oh, you could add tequila.
Summer cocktail.
You could add.
Okay, maybe I should have done that.
Maybe we should tonight. We probably should put some tequila in Dad's feeding tube.
Yeah.
Have ourselves a
party.
I
don't know. He's on some weird drugs. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that may not mix well. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, he is on a little anti-anxiety stuff.
I know.
For this exact reason.
I need some of that.
Which there's no shame.
No.
No shame in that.
Mm-mm, not at all. I feel like that stuff can be very helpful. There's a mm-hmm. time for everything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to take a look at your surroundings or life and like, what do you need medicine or maybe do you need, you know, a nap or do you need to work out? Or do you need to eat some vegetables and fruits? Like sometimes yeah. it could be something like that.
Right.
I have to look at that in my own life.
Or you just need a Midol in a couple days.
Right. You know what used to be my go-to cocktail before I got all healthy? I used to love Midol in a Diet Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
I hate Mountain Dew.
No, I'm just saying it would fix all my problems.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought you'd say Diet Coke.
I love
Midol
Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke.
I don't know,
like,
but there was some chemical
cocktail
in
the Mountain Dew?
The Mountain Dew that mm. just took me to another level. I don't know what it was.
I bet.
But
it's
it was
way more caffeine than and the Midol has
yellow
caffeine.
Number five. Right.
Right.
I don't know. It just that was man, if I needed to get stuff done, I was like, pop me a Midol, Diet Mountain Dew.
I wrote out a whole entire like story about Midol. Oh. I just found it on my phone the other day.
What is
that could
it?
Be a podcast.
Well, let's record that next. Maybe that'll be our next thing.
No,
boom.
Part of me is like, when did I write this? But it's
okay,
so true.
Okay, we're doing
true.
That next. Well, okay, so let's wrap up this section and then we'll do the Midol yeah. thing next. Really, we just wanted to get on here and it'd be an encouragement to anybody going through having to care for a loved one in this way.
Right, you're not alone.
You're not alone. Hopefully some of these little tips will help you in how you approach it. And things that you do, and you know, maybe you're not dealing with it right now, but our life certainly changed a lot in the last year and a half mm-hmm. that we never thought this would be happening. So this is something maybe you can keep in your back pocket, mm-hmm. Or if you have a friend that might be going through it, share this podcast with them so that they know that they're not alone. And then, yeah, if anybody's got a relative at Sunrise in Brentwood, well, shout out my dad. It's a new single guy on third floor. And Marie, I quickly have to say this. Y'all, how amazing
is this?
The staff
has been so great.
Just listen to this. Mm-hmm. What are the odds? My husband and I adopted two kids from Haiti, mm-hmm. and the floor manager on the second for the second shift of the day, Monday through Friday.
2 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Is Marie, and she is from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And she speaks Creole. So a couple of times when my kids have gone up there, she speaks Creole with them. And Stashira, if you know her, my daughter, mm-hmm. she'll smile from time to time. But when
oh,
Marie,
I've never seen her smile so much
when
as
Marie
she did.
Talks to her yeah. in Creole and talks to her about Haitian food and things that she misses, the smile on Stashira's face, I can't even.
When she's talking to them in Creole.
I know.
And then Stashira's talking to her in Creole back.
And it's so
and she's
cute.
Smiling and they're talking about gratin and.
Which is like the rice that gets burnt at the bottom of the pot and they
and
love
they eat it
that.
With this bean sauce.
Yes.
And Marie knows how to make it all.
Oh, Marie's coming over.
Oh,
I said, Marie, you're
shoot.
Coming over.
I wish we could have done that tonight.
Bring my dad.
Y'all
got to
do
over.
That.
You can caregive for him over here that night and you're cooking some Haitian food. But I mean, that's what sealed the deal. Not only was Sunrise amazing, but after I realized there was only one room, what are the odds? One room available in the whole building or one apartment available.
It's not a room.
I know it's an apartment at the community. And and it was available and it's on the floor that she works.
She only works on the third floor.
So I thought, this is meant to be. We have got to lock this down. So before my dad even said yes and committed to doing it, Ben and I put down a deposit because we didn't want to lose it.
And then your first conversation with him was like, I don't think so.
Dad was like, heck no.
Oh, shoot.
And then I was like, well,
guess what?
I mean, I was figuring out a way to make it work. And mm-hmm. you know what? We made it work. So just know that you will find the right place. It will work out.
And it may be a series of conversations.
And then you'll walk up and down the halls once you've found the right place and you'll just be like, thank you, Lord. You knew all mm-hmm. along this is exactly where Dad needed to be. We found the right place. We just had to be patient and it all got figured out. And now here he is.
Honestly, today I sort of felt like it was the first day of school, you know, because we didn't like know anybody. I was nervous too. Yeah. You're like feeling people out and introducing yourself. And Daddy was so cute. He'd go up to people and he'd be like, hi, I'm new.
They need name tags.
They do.
Yeah. Well,
some of them have big old ones they wear.
Oh, maybe they have to wear that for like.
But some people don't.
Oh.
Maybe it's a choice.
So yeah,
some people do have maybe some memory issues going on.
Maybe the name tag's for them. Just themselves. They look down. Who am I? But I will say the experience has been great with everybody except for this one lady. And I don't know who she is, but we were taking Dad to show him his new mailbox, mm-hmm. and she came over to help us, and it was kind of the late night shift, whoever she was, and she was like, oh, Maggie's mail is in here. And I guess Maggie used to live in my dad's
apartment. Right, she opened Dad's mailbox and said, oh,
yeah,
that's Maggie's mail.
And then she goes, Maggie died. And then we were like, seriously, did you have to say that?
I literally was like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, do you have zero...
Right.
Discernment.
Because
that might not be the right thing to say right now.
Yeah. The last thing we ever want our dad to think or that anybody should think going into one of these communities to live in their new apartment
right.
is that you've just taken them to the place that they're going to die.
Right.
And there she is talking about Maggie. And then she's like, well, you're probably going to keep getting a lot of Maggie's mail. So just take it to the front desk because you know Maggie, she's dead. We're like, okay, got it.
It literally was so, I could see that on some sort of episode of something.
Right.
Because it was like,
it was really? Comical.
Did you just say I know. That?
Dad's like, oh,
but
great.
Then I just realized that's kind of seems like her personality and she's just sort of a no filter, no.
Right. So
no
that
nonsense.
Was her thing. And then, you know, another thing that I learned about these places too, just that's interesting that you should know when you're going into it is they're all month to month.
Well, probably yeah, you're not going to be signing a year-long lease or any long lease.
No. So, but that's good in case you don't want to commit because some people go to live there temporarily if they're doing some rehab.
Well, that makes it easier also for us
exactly.
to just say, you know what? Let's give it 60 days. We can always change our mind if something changes. Or,
yeah,
so it's all.
Yeah, it's all good. So there you go. That's our experience with a community for older people like our dad or where you need assistance with anything. And so far we're 24 hours in and we love it.
Right. It's been great.
We'll give you an update.
Yeah.
But just
60 days.
But
see.
After listening to this, we just hope that you know, caregivers out there, you're not alone.
Shout out all the caregivers out there. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's emotional work. It's physical work. It's all of the things.
Yeah. But, maybe you just need like a Midol and something else. So we're gonna end this one and then we're going to hop in and talk about a Midol, some Midol poem or something that Christy wrote next.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so here it is, the Midol entry from
long awaited
my sister's phone that she forgot she even had. I didn't know she had.
I was looking for something else.
Yeah, it came up during our conversation a minute ago about my dad, and I was like, okay, we're making this a thing, and this is not sponsored by Midol, obviously.
But it should be.
But Midol, call me. Let's work out a deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, literally, this is from probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay,
so you're
just. I
found it on my phone.
So you think of stories.
Sometimes
and then you
write things.
Write them into your phone. My sister is a really good writer, by the way. Like,
it's in phases, though.
Amazing. We were just working on Root House coffee shop commercials. And she was writing really well. I'm going to do some commercials for her. And she's never had to do that before because she's a brand new coffee shop owner.
Well, and have you ever really heard a coffee shop commercial?
No.
So I couldn't, there's nothing really.
I mean, but I do commercials for
right.
West Rock Coffee, but okay. It's coffee,
but that's
bags.
Coffee bags.
That you buy at the store. Right. And
this is a little different.
It is.
Didn't have much to compare it to.
But I think.
I think we got it.
The commercial is good.
We nailed it.
I think we nailed it. And like, if you're ever in Pagosa and you're looking for the best cinnamon roll in the world, then you have to go to Root House. Or you want espresso or chai or a coffee and you want the option of almond milk or oat milk, we got you.
Yeah, we got oat milk.
Quiche,
we got energy bites, balls.
The energy bites are amazing. I'm not even just saying that. Like,
you know, when people think that's your recipe.
Oh, well.
Okay. I get messages like, I need your sister's recipe for the energy.
Oh, well,
bites,
I didn't even put up. I had
balls.
To put up one similar because I couldn't get a hold of you one day.
Oh, I know. Because I said I'm going to write a, because see, I say I'm going to write a blog about it.
But then you didn't.
Haven't yet.
But I put it on my blog and it's radioamy.com. I put a similar.
That recipe is very similar.
It's very similar. And I know because I worked in your bakery one day for like 2 hours.
She rolled the balls.
And I rolled like 100 balls.
She did. And then they were sold out in like a day.
I know. I was like, okay, now we have to make more. Okay, so let's get to the.
Yeah, getting off
track. Get to the Midol. And
anyway.
This is from Christy's phone
right.
4 or 5 years ago, and she just came across it. Ready
right.
and action.
Okay, here's my story. We've come to be on a very important mission. Our objective is simple, to turn your ears of awareness to a matter of great public interest, to change the attitudes and behaviors of the masses towards a social issue plaguing our society at large. It's a pretty big deal. Huge, and we are calling you out, speaking out words from our mouths and into your ears so that it will enter your brain and seep into your choices when confronted with the societal ill. You know who you are. Yes, you do. Oh, you know. Are there times your friends avoid you, times your children sense a crazed look in your eye? Do your coworkers at times keep their distance, muttering about you under their breath? Is your husband scared of you? Do you have a case of the violent what's? Hey, Amy, what? Or the vicious why's? Do you want to go for a run? Why? Are you trying to say I need to go for a run? Or the hot-headed nothings? What's wrong, Amy? Nothing. Have you ever cried for no reason? Pretty sweater. Cry. Walked into the gym, looked around, and walked out. Driven through Taco Bell to get a Cool Ranch Dorito taco, and then driven across the street to McDonald's to get a Diet Coke because Taco Bell doesn't have Diet Coke. Left a half-full grocery cart on aisle 12 because your creative coping skills have run out for shopping with your 3 children under 5. Do you ever drink a super green smoothie, then chase it with potato chips dipped in creamy Caesar dressing? The whole bag. Put on work clothes with zero intent to work out. Put on workout clothes. Wait.
Oh, you meant put on workout clothes.
Put on workout clothes with zero intent to work out. Put on work clothes with zero intent to work. Have you ever gone out to the driveway to sit in your car with zero intent of going anywhere? You cannot get comfortable. In fact, you changed clothes 5 times just to hang around the house. Maybe you raised an iron skillet above your head to experience what it might feel like to throw it. Have you ever had the sensation that lightning bolts are shooting out of your head? Have you needed a 7-iron to power stroke the snot out of plastic golf balls in your front yard? Have you curled up in a ball on your couch, bed, and or floor? Had the sudden urgency to kickbox or skeet shoot or do any activity that involves high power rifles or breaking things? There is something we like to call the doll. Now, this is not a toy for children. That would be a doll, D-O-L-L. This is the doll, D-O-L. It's a sacred bottle of magic, like a genie full of power pills that dissolve in your stomach to release little minion ninjas to combat the bloating, fatigue, irritability, stupidity, and the overall raging absurdity to kill something. It's the wonder drug many have come to love. It is my doll, not your doll or his doll or her doll, my doll. Take 2 and watch your worldview climb out of the muddy sinkhole that drags down everyone within your 10-foot parameter. Now, men, listen. You are not left out. Though this product is primarily marketed towards menstruating females, it can work wonders for you as well. We know you don't walk around with purses full of pills like we do, but that doesn't mean you don't suffer from the occasional body ache, leaving you in a sluggish, thick-headed stupor. We got your back. Go ahead. Release your preconceived notions that this is only for the ladies. Drop that macho facade that envelops your persona and respect the magic. Don't worry. You will not sprout breasts. You will still, in fact, be fully... Don't laugh. You will still, in fact, be fully man, and all the while experiencing the wonder of the doll, the My Doll. My Doll my doll is your my doll. Give someone you love the doll. Now, we've not been compensated for this public service announcement, just doing our duty, sharing the wonder. You're welcome.
You wrote all that?
On my phone.
But why? Why? Where did you ever plan on?
I don't know.
Okay, First of all, even the beginning where you're like, we have come to be on a very important mission. Our objective is simple, to turn your ears of awareness to a matter of great public interest. So were you writing on behalf of my doll saying you were going to change the attitudes?
Like, at the moment, I felt pretty strongly.
And then also, why did you use my name? I am in here. Hey, Amy,
I know. I think I was writing
What's wrong, Amy? Nothing. So you wrote
I could have said, Christy, okay, some of those things have happened to you.
And you're right. Taco Bell does not have Diet Coke.
And you know what? I know. So sometimes, like literally, where I lived, I'd have to get like a taco at Taco Bell and drive across the street to get a Diet Coke at McDonald's if I wanted that combo.
Pepsi is, ugh.
Yeah, Pepsi's not going to be sponsoring.
I mean, I like Pepsi. Seriously.
I know you like Mountain Dew.
I think they're
made by Pepsi.
They are. And also like Dasani. I love Dasani water. Is that Pepsi? Maybe that's Coke. Whatever. We're not sponsored by anybody here. We're not even sponsored by Zevia. Zevia. I mentioned Zevia all the time. They have yet to call me.
Yeah,
Taco Bell. Christy's family, her husband's family used to own like 75 Taco Bells.
A lot of Taco Bells. Yeah, but they're not in the business anymore.
Not anymore. But that's where our mom worked and my husband's dad worked at the Taco Bell headquarters.
So we kind of
grew up eating a lot of Taco Bell.
We did. We got half off.
Like a lot. I know. Mom had this card with her picture on it.
Oh, and I
it
had would a card get her, too.
Well, because you married into the...
Yeah, but I think it's because when I worked there, I also worked at Taco Bell, but at the offices. And I got a card.
Oh, sometimes I would fill in and answer phones.
You didn't get a card?
Nope. Nobody offered me a card. But yeah, we had cards. Well, Mom had one. It was 50% off. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could get a bean burrito for like 40 cents. Back in the day. Okay, yeah. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, my doll, there you go.
Give us a shout.
I mean, but yes. Do you ever drink a super green smoothie and then chase it with potato chips dipped in creamy Caesar dressing?
I have. Have you ever worn a pretty sweater that someone made fun of and then you cried?
Are you talking about
you
the time?
You wrote a story about it. In fact, my doll's mentioned in that story.
Is that why this is about me? It's my doll. It's Clomid. Remember?
Oh, it was about Clomid. I don't know. Well, then that somehow spurred me in.
Well, whatever. I did. I wore this sweater to work. In fact, if you Google image.
But the thing with Clomid is it messes with your hormones, which in turn can be
similar. I can't remember
to PMSing
if I like. I could have been PMSing
hormonally.
And then wanting to start Clomid, or I had started Clomid. I really can't remember the details. All I know is I was hormonal and I showed up to work wearing a super cute sweater. And
Lunchbox.
Bobby and Lunchbox made fun of it. And they said I look like the character from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. I left work crying.
But it was a cute sweater.
It was.
In the movie also.
But I mean, it was just not a good day. And they did a side-by-side of me and that dude from Dumb and Dumber wearing it. And I'm pretty sure if you Google it,
strikingly similar.
It pops up online. Like if you Google Amy Bobby Bone Show Dumb and Dumber, it's like a side-by-side. unless somebody has taken it down.
And then you wrote like a blog about it.
I did. But I'm not as good as a writer as you. And now I'm like, what else have you written? Oh, you have story ideas all up in here.
Stop.
I mean,
I'm
not going to read your stuff.
You can.
Well, you just ripped it out of my hand.
Well,
like I was going to see
something scandalous.
Well, I don't
know. Is there anything
scandalous?
There might be something super.
If some like.
I mean, probably not. Not scandalous.
Yeah, but you're good at writing.
You know, I just kind of get protective of what
remember
I wrote.
Remember that one time you wrote this whole story about your washing machine? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I totally did because that's how I processed it's really how I process and put things together.
Uh-huh.
Like by writing it out, and sometimes I don't even know exactly.
Well, I hope this isn't about me. I'm reading something else
what
you
is
wrote.
It,
I don't
Amy?
Know. What? What is this about me? Wait, do you write things about me? Do you write things
I don't
about
write
me, in your phone?
I don't write bad things.
What is that? But you write your thoughts and feelings. Oh, what is that?
No, this is a text I sent.
To who?
Well, I don't want to talk about it on air.
But it has nothing to do with me?
No.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah. No, no.
Sorry.
Sometimes, you know, do you ever like process things? You don't. How do you process things? You don't write them out. You talk about them. You're good at talking.
Writing is intimidating. That's why Mary and I, when we're doing a whole gratitude journal,
right.
But writing is intimidating to both of us. It seems daunting. And so that's why we don't journal.
Like
you would be the ideal journal person. Like for you, getting a journal.
But I don't necessarily journal.
Okay, fine. Typing
but
in your phone.
But it is better for
it's
me.
It's therapeutic for you when you write it out. But like for us, it was almost like we needed to create a journal for dummies to where it's simple. You just think of four things. You write it down. It's like one word.
Yes.
Don't overthink it. But also
it's
still
like
practice gratitude.
Yeah.
But for you, like you could like start writing and just flow. Like I look
but
at the
not
pen.
Always.
I look at the paper and I'm like, you know, like I went to Africa for a couple weeks and they encouraged us on the trip every night to get in your bunk and write about the day. And I would get out
can
my
I just
journal.
Write four things.
Well, four things didn't exist by then. I
know,
wish.
But now
but yeah,
wouldn't that have been more?
It would have been
doable.
It would have been doable.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as intimidating. And I'd have been like, okay, four things from today that were awesome. Boom, 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 boom. Easy. But like everyone was like in their bunk, like writing away, like had pages and pages. And they're
like faking.
And then I was like, dear diary, Africa is. I mean, I had a lot. I had a lot that I took in, but I didn't know how to put it on paper.
Yeah.
I experienced amazing things, but I didn't know how to put it on paper to where it didn't seem just dumb. I felt like anytime I'd write anything, I'd read it back and I'd be like, oh, this is dumb. But that's
but
me being negative.
The point isn't that you read it back and it's amazing. The point is you,
I know.
You recorded it.
Like Taylor Swift is really good at journaling, and I guess somebody posted something of hers along from like years ago.
Oh, well, she like published a book about it, or she published
all her days,
her journal.
Did? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so.
But
that's what.
Oh, well, maybe that's where it came from. But like
that's what my
she probably, and she's a storyteller, and she's an amazing writer.
She is.
So, but I was like, wow, she must have started that at a young age. So my encouragement to me, if I could talk to myself way back, would be to just start doing that no matter what, every day. Dear diary. And some of hers weren't even that as amazing of a writer as she is. They weren't like fascinating, profound things. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is what happened to me today, blah, 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 blah. Love XOXO, Taylor, you know?
Right. And I do think it is a practice. And I think even with your four things journals, like some people would have a hard time thinking of four things to be grateful for in a day. But the more you do it, the more aware
habit.
You become
right.
of, it doesn't have to be big or profound. It can be the smallest little thing you're thankful for.
Right. So like
or grateful
right
for.
Now, today, I'd be thankful for you coming on my podcast in person.
Same.
And us going on this journey with Dad together and being able to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'm thankful for Ben being with us today to help us hang all the stuff, like
I'm
having
so
a guy.
Thankful. And he brought the drill and
yeah.
he drilled the holes and
helped. Like that was really, because sometimes he's out of town a lot. So I'm thankful
mm-hmm.
that he was here and able to help us and that we were all three there knocking it out. I'm just
and y'all
sad.
Have worked a lot all week.
Right.
Honestly, Ben's been
oh yeah
on.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sad your Ben isn't here with us, but
same.
Maybe next time. Oh, do y'all want to come spend Thanksgiving here?
Well.
What? Are you going somewhere else?
No.
What?
Do you not remember that our Bailey's getting married?
On Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, I need to check the weekend. I'm not sure if it's the weekend
I know,
before
I know
or the
when
weekend
it is.
Of.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
I think it's the 23rd.
No, you just hung that magnet on Dad's little
It's the 23rd.
Frigidaire.
Yeah. Did you not realize that maybe? Yeah, because.
But this
yeah,
year,
this conversation,
this year Thanksgiving's on the 28th.
So is this the Saturday before
yes,
Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
See?
Really?
Her wedding's the 23rd. I have it in my calendar. Bailey
Wait.
Wedding It's the 23rd and Thanksgiving is the 28th.
Oh, so I thought it was the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It's tricky because Thanksgiving's always the fourth Thursday in November.
I've
and November
really
started.
At the calendar.
Okay, so it's the 28th. Heads up, people. Thanksgiving is November 28th. So Ben and I were thinking that you and Ben and the kids.
How can that be the. Oh, the first
Christy,
must
is
be
not,
a Thursday.
This is not the time to break down the calendar. Y'all need to come here and stay, and we all have Thanksgiving here as a family.
That could be. How but about we've that? Done that before.
I know. With Dad. Do you remember? Dad came.
Did Mom come?
No, she had already passed away.
I can't remember.
Pretty sure.
I remember going.
Maybe she was here.
No, no. Minute. We got to figure that out.
No, I think this was the first Thanksgiving after we lost Mom. Mm-hmm. Ish. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
I remember walking to the coffee shop.
This is your invitation to.
Okay. Well, let's work on that.
For y'all to come here for Thanksgiving. And then I can't really remember what we were talking about.
Oh, are y'all going to come to Colorado on Christmas?
Christmas, yes. But we'll have to figure out what to do with Dad. But you know what? He's got his community. So maybe he'll be fine.
But Christmas?
We won't. Christmas Day, we'll be here. We'll come to Colorado sometime before or after. But Christmas Day,
we'll see,
we will
not. I really want him to be able to come to Colorado too, but not in the coldness.
I know. Last
so he needs
Christmas,
to come more in the summer or the fall.
And he got pneumonia. And he was in the hospital. That was bad. So let me finish my things that I'm thankful for. So I've got two things down that I invited y'all. Third, I'm thankful that maybe y'all are going to be able to come have Thanksgiving here.
Right. We're going to look at that.
Yes.
Because.
And fourth. I'm just out of practice. I've got to start practicing this. I'm going to start doing it every night because when the journals come out, I'm going to have to do them. That's it. Well, number four, I guess I'm thankful for Zevia.
You are thankful for that.
I need to count how many times I mentioned Zevia in a podcast. No, you know what? I will say I'm thankful for my Peloton treadmill.
Did you work out on it today?
This morning, right when I woke up.
That was
the only time I would have. That was a gift.
Something on it.
I would never have bought that for myself, probably. No.
It was a special gift.
But it was a gift from Bobby for Christmas last year.
Yeah. No big deal.
And it's amazing. Like if you, it's amazing. I know that it's not like Peloton stuff. It's like the bikes and the treadmill. It's like expensive. But if you're not going to the gym, you're saving on a gym membership.
Right.
And if you're a busy working mom or dad or anything like that, but working out is also important to you, it's hard to leave the house, like to get in a workout if you're trying to do all the things.
I might have to like do a tiny workout tomorrow sometime before I leave.
They have boot camps, they have yoga, I did a strength training class.
Yoga on the treadmill?
Well, it's off, but the screen is still there and they lead you through a class. So it's got this huge screen. And so you're streaming the people. So I did a run. I did weights and running this morning. And without that, I probably wouldn't have gotten to work out because I needed to work out, get going. Anyway, so there, my four things. Boom. Four things. What are you thankful for? Go.
My four things?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful for that Lady Betty we met today because she was just smart as a whip and gave me hope that her and Dad might be fast friends and can kind of cut up with each other.
Love
Number one.
Betty doesn't even know she just made your gratitude list.
You know, she
Betty.
Doesn't, and she would have some sort of smart remark about it also,
like
I guarantee.
I bet she would say, of course I did.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
A lot of people are thankful for me. Okay. Three more things, and we have
number two, I hadn't seen your little setup up here. Shoot.
I know.
Now your husband's standing over me like a...
Ben.
He's
that's
like,
that's why I was saying we
got to
wrap it up because he wants to take Dad home. But
We got
to
go.
So two, what? You're thankful for my setup?
Two, yeah. And I've learned that I needed to put the headphones on and talk into the mic. So basically now I'm a podcast professional.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Three, the truffle fries tonight.
Oh, from Burger Up.
Yes.
So good.
They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, just, yeah, getting Dad's apartment completely all set up. We hung the curtains. We hung the deer head. Ben did not balk when we needed to lower the deer head, which meant we had to rescrew a whole nother hole. He had a great attitude.
It needed to be lowered.
I like to be able to point and say, hang that there, hang that there. And you know what? That's exactly what I got to do, and it was awesome.
Boom. Okay, well, there you go.
You know what? You need to clean off this desk.
Well,
there's like a staple gun. I don't even know what this box is?
That's just, and just don't worry like about it.
Stuff.
I will.
Do you do this when like real guests are
no,
here?
No.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
No, I clean
remind
it.
Remind them to put on their headphones?
Yes.
Okay.
You're my sister. You're not a real guest.
Like a real guest.
Okay.
It's like zero.
Well, there's refreshments in the fridge. Okay. My husband's.
Okay, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Y'all.
We gotta go take Dad back to his
you guys.
Back to his community. So, thank you for listening. We have had a
That's
great time.
Probably more than 10 minutes.
Right? Yeah, that was it. Was really supposed to just be about my doll, but you know, sorry about that.
Four things with Amy Brown.
Okay, here is my official review of the Drunk Elephant Baby Facial, and it's that. Yep. You should buy it if you can. I mean, the little bottle of it is expensive, but I really feel like if you treat yourself to a little baby facial at your house once a week, like that's going to do wonders for your skin, and it's going to be way cheaper than going out and trying to get a facial all the time, which, hey, none of us can do. So this is one that I definitely recommend. I mean, you put it on and whatever it's doing to your skin, it does make it feel super soft. Like, if you read under the description, like right now, I'll just read it. It says, resurfaces to reveal greater clarity, improved skin texture and tone, and a more youthful radiance. And yep, yeah, it does. Like, once you take it off, you feel your skin and you're just like, oh my gosh, it feels so soft. And you look in the mirror and it's just like glowing. And in case you've got sensitive skin, because I do, and you're like, whoa, what's it going to do to my sensitive skin? You should be good to go because it was created with every skin type in mind. And Drunk Elephant, through some research, I've learned that they are committed to using only clean ingredients, which is another little good news right there, and that they have this thing called the Suspicious Six. Like, you'll never find the Suspicious Six things in their products because they feel like these six things are the root of almost any skin issue. So I'm going to read these off real quick so you can check out some of your products at home and see if these are in any of them. But this is not me saying this. This is coming from Drunk Elephant. And they're just saying you won't find this stuff in any of their products. Essential oils, drying alcohols, silicones, chemical screens, fragrances and dyes, that one's together, and SLS. So yeah, they say that those things can be the root of almost every skin issue that they see. And when you entirely remove them from a routine, you'll start to see improvements. So maybe you want to try out some other Drunk Elephant products since they're clean and they steer clear of the Suspicious Six. But all that I have personally tried is the baby facial. At first, I saw Drew Barrymore use it on Instagram and I was like, whoa, this looks cool and amazing. And I trust Drew Barrymore. And then, you know, once something is brought to your attention, you start to see it everywhere. And I was like, oh, this person uses it too. Oh, and this person, and this person. And then I saw Mary even using it. And I was like, what? Oh, Mary uses this too? So anyway, I ordered it. I wanted to test it out for several weeks. And so I've been doing it about once a week, every Sunday. Like, pick a day that you want to treat yourself to a little facial and you can throw it on. And if, you know, baby facial isn't something that you can afford, the Drunk Elephant, totally get it. But maybe you should still find time to treat yourself to a DIY. Do-it-yourself facial at home. Like, maybe whip up some egg whites and some lemon juice and then slap it on your face. That'll really tighten things up. I used to do that when I didn't have a lot of extra money to spend on fun things for my face. I would do the egg white thing and it would tighten up my skin. But I mean, y'all can just Google different DIY facial recipes. There's tons of at-home ones that are great, but just make sure whatever you're putting on, it may not irritate with your skin. So you may want to test part of your face. But normally egg whites and lemon juice is pretty safe for most people. Okay, so there you go. Drunk Elephant TLC Baby Facial gets my stamp of approval. All right, that's it for today's episode. A big thank you to my sister for taking the time to record a little bit with me. And I hope y'all liked all the things this week. If you are listening to the podcast for the first time, or maybe you've listened to every single one, I don't know, whatever the case is, I hope that you have subscribed, maybe, if you want to. And then you can also rate and review, which is super helpful, and post on Instagram, use the hashtag 4thingswithAmyBrown, tag me, I'm at Radio Amy, do a swipe up with the link. I mean, the more we can kind of spread it, the more people that will get listening, and the more we can like all chit chat about things back and forth and build our little community here. So my email shout out today is coming from Kelly. I read an email at the end of every episode. You can send emails to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. So this is what Kelly wrote. Hey, Amy, love the podcast. Love you. All the positivity, wonderful vibes. I thought you would like this story. So I'm checking out at Barnes & Noble this afternoon, and I give the cashier my email to use my teacher discount. She smiles so big and says, "Would you like this book as well? A few customers ago purchased it and told me to give it to the next teacher that comes through the line." Well, my goodness, my whole day was made by strangers and their total random act of kindness. Now to pass it forward with a very full and grateful heart. Take care. Lots of blessings to you, and hope to hear from you soon on the podcast. Well, Kelly, here I am doing the podcast and reading your email because I just thought, yeah, that is an awesome story to share and reminds us how we can, you know, bless people that we don't even know. I love that the people just told the cashier, hey, the next teacher that comes through the line, give them this. We don't need any credit. We don't even need to know. We just want to bless teachers in random ways. So shout out to them, and shout out to you, Kelly, for being a teacher. And our Four Things teacher tote project went really well. So I just personally wanted to thank anybody that sponsored a tote or posted about what we were doing on Instagram or helped us figure out donations. Like, we've got some really cool things that we're throwing inside the tote to mail off to teachers. So we definitely got way more nominations, which is amazing, than we did sponsored totes, because that means y'all wanted to nominate a lot of different teachers, which is great. So we're just gonna have to randomly pick the people that are gonna receive them. But we really, really, really appreciate y'all doing that. And our teacher totes are still available. They're gonna always stay available. So if you ever, you know, wanna bless a teacher, you can just order a tote and fill it up with some goodies, or don't. You don't have to fill it up. You can just give them the tote. I mean, I feel like that's a gift in itself. So they'll be up throughout the year and through Christmas and whatnot. So, and teachers, heads up, you can use the discount. If you're a teacher, type in Apple and you'll save some money. So that's something pretty awesome. We've never done a discount code before. So that's kind of something fun we have up there, which you can go to radioamy.com to find links to that, or fourthings.com. Did y'all know that's a thing now? Or shopespoir.com. Four Things Totes fall under Espoir, which support Haiti. Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole. So anyway, just love seeing y'all be a part of it. And when y'all post on social, I can't tell y'all what that means to Mary and me. Always use the hashtag hashtag Four Things Tote, so that way we can see it and maybe even repost you. Be kind to joy, laugh a lot.
Up, roll things, little food for your soul, life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things, laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things, said EK, you're kicking it with Four Things, with Amy Brown.